Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, our friends at Home Depot and the Home Depot Foundation are always doing such great work for veterans and for everybody, so many different communities. And, of course, Home Builders Institute is right there in the middle of it. And there are some big news and some great news. We have Ed Brady back with us, CEO of the Home Builders Institute. Ed, good to talk to you again.
Good to be here, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Hey, before we get started, I just read something about you. So in 2018, you were inducted into the Illinois Home Builders Hall of Fame. And just this year, you were inducted into the National Housing Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's always good to be recognized by your peers, and quite an honor to have served for 35 years supporting the housing industry.
Well, yeah, that just means they got the right guy at Home Builders Institute is what that means. So
I'm afraid it's my kind of swan song, but hopefully they'll hang on to me for a little bit longer.
Well, let's talk about this. Now, Home Builders Institute and Home Depot Foundation are committed to training the next generation of skilled tradespeople, which is so important, while addressing the nation's growing labor shortage. And in 2018, you guys teamed up to launch the Joint Trades Training Program for transitioning military service members at Fort Stewart in Georgia. And today, it looks like you're on near 10 military bases nationwide, right?
We are. We through this grant with Home Depot Foundation, we have been able to grow to 10 military bases, from Camp Pendleton on Marine Base out in California to Jacksonville and Kansas and Texas and Tennessee, Kentucky. So Georgia, we're training over 1,200 transitioning military a year through that program, and placing 85% of those soldiers, sailors, Marines into a career path after they have served their time in the services.
Yeah. Ed, talk about how important that is. I mean, because our workforce right now is shrinking, especially when it comes to trades, and we talk about it on this show all the time. But, you know, if somebody doesn't step up like you guys, it may be gone.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We're in a crisis level. I've been in the industry, Randy, as you know, 35 years, and I've never seen the labor shortage as significant today as it has been in the last 30 years. And that creates affordability issues, it creates inventory issues, it creates all kinds of different, many won't say direct, but it is a direct path. If you don't have the skilled labor to build the housing needs in this country, we're going to not have the housing units. And, you know, frankly, over the last 30 years, we have pushed every young person into four-year universities and college degrees, and it's not for everybody. And so this is hugely important on so many fronts. And one is, I want to go back to kind of transitioning military. In many cases, 18-year-olds go in, and they come out at 22, and they don't have necessarily a marketable skill.
Right.
They've served their country, they have discipline, they're going to be great future employers and employees, but employers, but they don't have that skill. And so this program that Home Depot Foundation has funded and continues to fund gives them an opportunity to leave the military with a skill that they can find and generate their next career path. And it doesn't cost them a dime. It doesn't cost a dollar of their GI funding. And so it's really a blessing. It helps the transitioning military. It helps the industry. It helps us keep veterans off the streets. It's just a win-win-win.
Yeah, it is. And it also gives them a skill for life. I mean, yeah, it provides them a great living and a great new trade. But I mean, when you can do things like this, when you can be trained as a builder and able to do that, that just gives you that skill for life, too, Ed. And you know, you guys have also, which you kind of spoke to, working to train the next generation of tradespeople, providing hands-on training for high school students in more than 32 states. That's a big effort. And Ed, you know, but kind of back to your point about pushing the kids into four-year universities, I think people are kind of catching on to that now, don't you?
I do. And, I've read recently that 60% of the jobs created in the next 10 years will require a credential, not a 4-year degree. And so I am happy to see that we can really target a skill and create a career path. And you mentioned it. This is a multi-pronged opportunity. We can't just do it in the transition military. We have to bring it back to high schools. We have to bring it back to corrections and the areas that will provide people a career path, and will also provide that next generation. We're losing 5 for every 2 that we bring into the industry. And so we've really got a long runway to diversify this industry and bring people into the skilled trades. And as I think you may have mentioned, entrepreneurship in the industry and the residential construction industry, there's unlimited opportunity for these students to learn a trade and then create their own business.
We're talking to Ed Brady here, the CEO of Home Builders Institute on the National Defense and working with the Home Depot Foundation. And, the other thing, Ed, is the fact I heard you say that you're losing 5 tradespeople for every 2 you bring in. And is that as a result of just kind of retirement, aging out, that kind of thing?
I think it's a combination. I would say it really started to exaggerate itself in the 2008-10 crisis, where we didn't have a lot of people that were able to work in the industry. There was a real, depression in housing. And so people lost their jobs. They found different jobs. They found different industries to go into. Some did early retirement to get out of the industry. And we just haven't repopulated that. So it starts there, but it does kind of transcend from 30 years of losing shop class, if you will, in high schools because of the budget cuts and everybody was pushed into 4-year degrees. And so we're bringing that back slowly. Home Depot Foundation is helping us support over 350 schools, high schools and community colleges with our curriculum. So we're beginning to chip away at it, but it's going to take to quote a phrase, it's going to take a village. It's going to take a lot of different hands and people into this industry to make a difference so that we do have this skilled labor.
Yeah. You look at a kid going to college now, you want to end up with $40,000 in college loan debt, or do you want a trade that you can get into right away?
You can be making $75,000 a year after a couple years in the industry. You don't have any college debt. Your friends that went to college will never catch up with you.
That's exactly right. Especially with the training being free, that's the big caveat. And this week, the Home Depot Foundation announced an incremental investment of more than $6 million in skilled trades training and launched a new strategic partnership to address the nearly 400,000 job openings across the construction industry. How big is that, Ed?
Oh, it's huge. And I just obviously they're our largest funder, but I want to give them so much credit because they bring other people to the table and they are leaders in the industry. The Home Depot Foundation has stepped up and they know that in order to help this crisis, they have to invest, and they have invested so heavily. And for all the right reasons, they're helping us with high schools. They're helping us with groups like 100 Black Men of America. They're just innovative in their approach. They know that we need to diversify this industry. So this recommitment, they've never wavered on their commitment, but another $6 million to help fill this 400,000 open job gap that we have from month to month is just an amazing leadership that they show. And so proud to be their partner.
Well, and like you said, they bring other people to the table, including their employees. The Home Depot Foundation and the Home Depot with their folks that go out and hands-on go to sites and build houses and provide equipment and construction and that kind of a thing. And I think that speaks volumes for them as well.
It does. I mean, it's a culture that they've created at the foundation and at Home Depot. I love their trade days where they go out and community days and they get the associates to partner on builds and community investments. But they also get their their vendors and their suppliers to invest in this. And so they have brought so many people to the table. They are doing so many good things in local areas, but globally, they're making a huge difference.
Yeah. And, you know, it started in 2018 with the Home Depot Foundation's skilled trades training program, Path to Pro, the $50 million commitment to train the next generation of skilled tradespeople. I mean, that's making a statement.
it's making a statement. And, you know, people make those statements, but they put the money, frankly, from my perspective, sometimes in the wrong place. They put it in They put it in a little bit of a smoke and mirrors, and they're saying they're doing this. And I just can't tell you how every dollar that they're spending is actually putting tools in students' hands and training them for the future. Every dollar that they invest is giving somebody a career path or helping them introduce themselves to the industry that we all love. And so it's quite remarkable what they're doing and what their continued commitment is.
We're talking to Ed Brady here, the National Defense CEO of Home Builders Institute. So, Ed, give us a little timeline here. Let's say we've got a transitioning service member that wants to get into the training and to the skilled trades profession. What kind of timeline are we working with from the time they start to the time that they start earning?
Well, they're eligible through the skills program through the Department of Defense. When they've reached their 6-month transition. So when they're going to get out within 6 months, they can apply for these skilled training programs. Ours is one of many, but ours is a 12-week program. I think ours is probably the only one because of Home Depot Foundation that doesn't cost the soldiers anything. Don't use their GI funding sources. So they have that left over, and it's a 12-week program. So while they're still being paid by the Department of Defense, by their service, the branch that they're in, they're training 8 hours a day for 12 weeks, and after which that 12-week program, they'll get a certified industry recognized credential in electrical and carpentry right now are the two that we're concentrating in. And that will help them then go out and find that job. And we've had soldiers that because of their experience in the military and then our additional training get $85,000, $90,000 superintendent jobs. They get construction management jobs.
Wow.
Some become electricians and go into apprenticeship programs. It's just they have such a wide breadth of knowledge and experience that veterans are absolutely great people to hire and to train to what you're looking for, but we give them that base.
Yeah. And you know, you talked about the entrepreneurship of all of this too. I mean, man, you get those kind of skills. You start a company flipping houses or whatever, right?
Yeah. I it's so fun to go around to the military bases and talk to the soldiers. Cause one question I always ask, how many want to own their business? How many want to become entrepreneurs? And 90% of them raise their hand.
That's great.
In part because, you know, military's controlled their lives for 4 to 20 years.
Right.
We trained a 70-year-old veteran in our program. And we've had the opportunity to train family members and spouses. And so it's really a rewarding endeavor, but they strive to be their own boss. They want to be their own boss. And so entrepreneurship is going to be really relevant and something that these soldiers and sailors, Marines really look forward to.
I love it. Ed, where's the best place for people to go for more information about the Home Builders Institute, about the training and all of that?
Yeah, well, I'd start with hbi.org, hbi.org. You know, you can get into our website and look at any training programs. If we don't have a military base, we have academies throughout the country with 6 academies in markets like Orlando and New Orleans, Sacramento, Phoenix, Houston. And you can train in an academy, a similar program. There's no cost, again, because of Home Depot Foundation and other funders. There's no cost to any of our students for any of our programs. But there's opportunities on our website. And then obviously Home Depot Path to Pro, you can go there and find training opportunities. They'll connect you and link you to different opportunities throughout the country. And so those, I start there. But frankly, if you Google skilled trades training, we should pop up and others will pop up and look for that spot. There's a lot of good work going on here, Randy, and look for that spot that is convenient for you, that you can do it while you're still either working, or you can train for a short period of time and get into the industry.
I love those two words, though, Ed. Free training. I mean, it's just incredible. Ed, thank you. Thank you so much for the time. Thanks for what you guys are doing. And man, hopefully the next time we talk, those numbers will be way up.
Yeah, well, thank you for your work, too. And thank you for all the men and women that are serving our country and that are listening. And look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, Ed. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.